council meeting for Brighton Council for the month of July. Welcome to councillors, senior staff and members of the public gallery. I know independent candidate for Lions, Camille Mercer, is here with us this evening. Moving on to our agenda, item one is a statement by the chairperson, and in accordance with Regulation 8 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, the chairperson is to make a verbal statement at the beginning of the meeting to the effect that an audio recording is being made of the meeting. All persons attending this meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and that language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. Item two is acknowledgement of country, and Brighton Council acknowledges the Palawa Pakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of La Druida, and pour our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of La Druida that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item three is apologies and request for leave of absence. We have one request from Councillor Murtagh, has requested a leave of absence. Someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor McMaster. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item four is notification for leave of absence for parental leave, and there aren't any. Item five is confirmation of minutes, and item 5.1 is the minutes of the previous ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of June. And they are submitted today in our agenda for confirmation. Is there any questions, amendments or comments? Councillor Della Torre.
Just one amendment. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Item 12.2, Councillor Whelan's listed as moving the motion, but he's not listed in the voting record. It's on page 52 of the attachments.
Is everyone aware that amendment has been added? And that has been moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Owen. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 5.2 is the Planning Authority meeting held on the 1st of July, and the minutes from that are submitted here just for confirmation. Any questions or amendments? If not, can I have someone move? Moved by Councillor Geard, seconded by Councillor Irons. Any discussion or debate? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item six is declaration of interest. Does anyone like to declare any interest on anything on the agenda this evening? No interest has been declared. Item seven is public question time and deputation. I don't believe there are any. Item 8 is reports from council, and item 8.1 is the mayor's communications. And I would imagine we can add the Rick Goddard interview on ABC in there on the 14th of July. Any questions on any of those particular items? If not, is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Irons, seconded by Councillor Owen. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 8.2 is reports from council representatives. Are there any reports from any councillors?
Mr. Mayor, I attended on Friday the new recruits from the Tasmanian Fire Service, 24 people out in the field. Half will be going to Launceston and half to Hobart. They come from a diverse background after speaking to a lot of them. So, yeah, there was ex-soldiers done Afghanistan. There was people there that was in management and other people that was a store manager, etc. So there was quite a diverse background they're coming from. So it's something good for the fire service finally going to catch up with the they've been way behind the eight ball with recruits coming up through the line for the into officership, so this is going to help in the future. So that was well worth attending, so yeah.
Thanks, Councillor.
I'd just add to that, Mayor and Councillor, for your information, Councillor Gere. Toby Willits, I believe, is one of those volunteers.
Yes.
He's a volunteer from Old Beach. Young man, just finished his carpenter's apprenticeship and decided he wanted to be involved. Yeah. And his involvement with the local brigade helps in those situations.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, I forgot about mentioning that. Excellent.
Councillor Della Torre.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. 24th of June, we had a visit from the Gateford Primary School here at Council Chambers, which I attended. Kylie and Joselle put on a good little activity for them. We had the General Manager and myself explain the importance of Council and the work we do, and then they were tasked with making group decisions about the improvements they'd like to see in our community. It's interesting to see how they navigated that and came to consensus views. They had lots of ideas, and the CEO will attest to the quality of those ideas, and many we could possibly implement. The upside-down cubby house is my favourite. But no surprises, a swimming pool topped the list for the most wanted in our area. And the 2nd of July, I know invite was sent to all councillors. I'm not sure if anyone else made it to the Place Roadshow and Listening Tour, their capstone event, where I think it was Giselle. Yes, Giselle spoke on behalf of the work that she's doing in our community, and it was great to see her looking so confident in that space. Online meeting.
Thank you. Is there anything further? Can I ask that someone moves that those two reports be, or three reports be received? Moved by Councillor Cohen and seconded by Councillor Whelan. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 9 is miscellaneous correspondence. Letters from Tasway South in regards to the garage sale trail. A letter from the Tasman Waste and Resource Recovery Board, providing updates on activities of the board. A letter from our CEO to the Brighton Bowls Club. A letter from the Brighton Bowls Club back to our council on the 7th. Email and certificate of appreciation from Hippie, received on the 7th of July. Just that correspondence is for noting. Item 10 is notification of council workshops. There was one workshop held in the month of July, held on the 1st of July. Attendance and apologies are listed within our agenda. Item 11 is notice of motion. There are no notices of motion. Item 12 is consideration of a supplementary item to this agenda. There are no supplementary items. Item 3 is reports from committees. There are no reports from committees. Item 14 is council acting as a planning authority. There are no planning authority items for the July meeting. Item 15 is petitions. No petitions have been received. Item 16 is the officers' reports. And item 16.1 is naming roads and streets at 1 Plymouth Road, Gageport. Hand over to Alex.
thank you, Mayor. Through you. So the purpose of this report is to seek endorsement of the naming of new roads in Plymouth Road, the subdivision that occurred there. Essentially, these have been ran past Place Names Tasmania to ensure that they meet the current guidelines. The names are Horton Hill Rise, taken from a land feature at the rear of the subdivision. Rossi Mews, taken from the native pig face, which grows readily in Brighton Municipality. And Ebony Close, which was chosen by the developer in recognition of a member on his working team. Reports pretty self-explanatory.
Councillors, any questions of Alex in regards to these particular naming requests?
I'm happy to move it.
I just had question around. I mean, I don't know the group that sort of looks at the names and sort of approves it. But is there anything around like Rossi, Rossi, for example? I mean, I know we can't, it's after Pig Face, so we can't call it Pig Face Muse, obviously, but just like how hard it is to spell and not knowing how to say it and that sort of thing. Like, is that taken into consideration? That's my only...
Good question. Through you, Mayor. So essentially there are certain requirements when it comes to this. So the guidelines are pretty extensive around what can and can't be named. There is some points in there around complexity and alike, and so we refer all of these to the place name board to begin with, just to make sure that they meet those guidelines.
Thank you. I think this one's fairly easy because you say, you know, Rossi double, that's not a liar, it's okay, but just a refresh for the future.
Thank you. It's pretty good they didn't use the first half of the I'm not even going to try and attempt that. is there any other questions? If not, Councillor Geard has moved and that be accepted. Councillor McMaster has seconded. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 16.2 is the Brighton Activity Centre Strategy, consultation and final endorsement. Alex, you again.
Thank you, Mayor. Through you. So the strategy was essentially commissioned by Brighton Council in 24, and it aims to guide the development of a vibrant, multi-purpose and economically sustainable activity centres across our municipality through to the year 2046. This aligns with the Southern Tasmanian Regional Land Use Strategy, or STRLUS as it's known, and designates activity centres as hubs for service, so your Brighton and your Bridgewater and Old Beach and the like. The key findings come out of that was the economic and demographic trends. So this looked at forecasts in growth and looked at Brighton to be the most populous suburb by the 2046 and Bridgewater's to grow significantly. Looked at the retail and commercial demand, so elevating certain hubs to a major activity centre such as Brighton and Old Main Road, Bridgewater to Neighbourhood Centre and Old Beach as a new neighbourhood centre in Tivoli and expansion of Jetty Road to a local centre. And so looking at the opportunities there for things like half-line supermarkets and full-line supermarkets in the future as well. And the bulky goods operation, particularly in the South Brighton Highway Service Precinct and Cove Hill Centre. So from there, there was some recommendations talking about the major activity centres such as Brighton Road, Greenpoint and Cove Hill. So some guiding strategies there, along with the neighbourhood centres such as Old Main Road and Tivoli Green, and local centres such as Jetty Road and Boyer Road. And so this was produced and we went out for consultation. At the consultation period in April through to May, we received 430 visits to our website with 141 downloads, and we received 7 written submissions. Within the report, you'll see our response to some of those submissions within that as well. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Alex. I note that Metro put in a submission, and I'll read it, comments on the need to consider public transport in future strategic planning. I'm hoping that's sort of a positive thing in that they want to talk to us about improved bus services around these particular areas rather than not developing because they can't serve us.
Through you, Mayor, yes, it was pleasing to see that we did have some active engagement from some of these service providers, and given that this is a long-term plan, we need to ensure that it aligns with their strategies, and so that way we can match them up. So we feel positive that there was some good engagement there. So,
thank you. Councillors. Councillor Rowan.
Yes, through you, Mayor. I'd just like to exercise, or would hope the Council exercise some caution, specifically in relation to Jetty Road and the preparation of a business development perspective. I'd probably speak to the current shop first before you spent any money in that direction. Old Beach, the way it is very, there's a high level of employment and a lot of people going out of the area, so they choose to go to the Coles, on their way home or at lunchtime, and therefore the viability of any business in that area is going to be questionable. I just would hope that Council exercise a little bit of caution in relation to spending too much money doing it, respect this much, sure if the people are going to utilise the facility that's developed. Comment?
Yeah, through you, Mayor, I think they're reasonable observations. Old Beach was identified within the report as a probably the greatest leakage, so as far as being spent outside of the area. The residents of Old Beach were probably the highest out of any of our residents. So there was a recognition there that there is certainly potential, but with anything like this, this is a high-level strategy and there'd need to be detailed business cases and the like.
The expression is escaped expenditure.
Yes, escaped expenditure, that's it.
In relation to that, Councillor Owen, wouldn't it be the fact that there's such great leakage, wouldn't that say to you that there is a need for something in Old Beach?
No, the opportunity to spend elsewhere is too great to focus back to where they're living. I worked in commercial staff for 30 years and I know what the dynamics are and what drives them. That's why, hence my comment.
Just a question, like Old Beach, the Old Main Road, Bridgeport, I think that was a good idea with all the shop fronts. Are they permitted to put a unit above their shops if that's the case?
Through you, Mayor, certainly that's the plan. So we would look at obviously zoning and things like this for future, but to activate the space, and that's the that's come out of things like the master plan that was already developed and as part of this.
So most of the shops will be on the western side, not the other side? My idea is to have them on the western side, but the other side we should be looking at two to maybe three-storey buildings, so you've got the people there to utilise the shopping. And that would also encourage Metro and people to go through them as well. They want to build 4,000 houses and they're not going to do it in the time frame. So that's the only way to go is to do these, put people into these buildings until we can catch up to the housing in the future. Even 30 years, we still won't catch up to the housing.
The original master plan that we did in conjunction with state growth on the eastern side of the Old Main Road was multi-storey.
That's it.
Which was still the commercial at the base.
Yep.
Contrary to what I said at a press conference, which thankfully wasn't put on television, but it's now being recorded, I said 7 or 8 stories, but I think we're talking realistically 3 to 4 stories. I got a little bit excited. commercial on the bottom, 3 to 4 stories max for residential sort of dwellings on the eastern side, and obviously probably something similar. We've already got some unit developments on the western side of that road.
That's right.
Behind what my wife kindly refers to as Benny Collins' shop, or the old Safeway that was on the Old Main Road and Boyer Road.
Because it is a nice spot to go through, and you've got these little shops there, your takeaways and whatever, and knick-knack shops. It's going to be ideal. And this, I always thought, okay, let them have an accommodation. I knew we were going to put across there, but I didn't know we were going to put 7 stories. I know we want to get city status very quickly, but not quite that quick yet.
Kingborough haven't got city status yet. So I think they're a little bit in front of us. Councillor Whelan.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. First question, I suppose, is in relation to Cokeville and Greenpoint. The strategy talks about encouraging a greater use or variety of uses. But we've got the general business, like area objectives within the scheme, which talks about specific uses. Do we need to change the scheme? Do we need to specify in the strategy which ones? They'll probably be in sort of conflict with each other.
Through you, Mayor, we would need to make some adjustments. Likely there's several things that are probably more that can go in straight away, and one of the ones that fell out of this that we identified was the need for a pharmacy, particularly in that location, that come out of it. But there may be some work that needs to be done to our planning team to address it.
Yeah, I sort of think back 18 months ago, we had a furniture wholesale storage use, which... Yeah, I'd hate to think the developer gets all the way down the track and we sort of throw the objectives at them when we're trying to increase varied uses. So, yeah. activity centre on Boyer Road, and it talks about a local grocer in the strategy. Do we need to be a little bit more sort of broader and sort of encourage childcare centres and the like that we sort of want out there?
Through you, Mayor, this one, as we know, and currently the Boyer Road amendment is currently being advertised, and that location there in particular was for sort of that the intention was for that childcare. I guess there's a recognition there that potentially as we move forward and as we develop, that can be looked at. But again, you've got that location probably along Old Main Road that's probably a little bit more suitable for that sort of use.
One other quick one. The strategy talks about Pondfield and increased demand in Pondfield. And I would have thought that there's not too much residential development in Pondfield, that the people that live in Pondfield don't go to Pondfield to shop or whatever, because there isn't any opportunities other than the pub. That leakage goes to Brighton and Cokeville and whatever else. So I think it creates a little bit of a false demand in the strategy to say that increased development in Pondfield will create a demand in Pondfield, if that makes sense.
I guess it's a fair comment. The where it talks, I think it was the activity centre hierarchy, they're sort of saying that Pondfield is the visitor accommodation specialist centre. There's and given that it's heritage and alike, it probably focuses more on that than rather a demand for shops and things.
And probably the reason the local area plan will be the Brighton Pondfield local area plan. Yeah.
Yes, yep, so we'll look at that. Yep.
No, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Alex. Council, is there anything further? If not, we have a recommendation on page 20 of our agenda, which recommends that we note the second phase consultation outcomes and that we endorse the final activity centre strategy 2025 and background report. We've got someone there to move. Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Whelan. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. Thank you. Thanks, Adam. item 16.3 is a collaborative network of Southern Tasmanian councils. And I'll hand over to our CEO.
Thank you, Mayor. So this one, you'll recall from last year, Council's already effectively endorsed the direction last year. It's taken a little bit of time to come through more formally. So just to jog your memory, this was instigated predominantly by Hobart and then some of the remaining groups SDCA, which had kind of faded away over many years and was down to 7 or 8 members out of the 12, and just wasn't really functioning in the way it was intended. Happening in at the same time as that was the strengthening, I guess, of the Greater Hobart group of 4 councils, and then in the last 12 months or so, Brighton and Sorrel are much more involved in Greater Hobart activities, as you're aware. So this was put together as an alternative model to wind up the STCA, which originally was set up as a very formal structure, a joint venture. This is meant to be more informal and probably more practical and operational. So effectively, from a Brighton perspective, we will carry out a lot of activities in collaboration with the Greater Hobart Group, so the 6 councils, with Brighton and Sorrel being the 2 additional. For example, the various planning projects and the sports infrastructure study that's underway. But at the same time as that, there is important group alive, because Tasmania in a number of ways is split into those three regions. So this provides a practical and sensible way of keeping that group alive, but in a way that is not just what the SDCA became, which was a kind of purely administrative function, rather than actually looking at key issues and common issues and opportunities. So that's effectively what it is. The RDA will administer and run it, which I think is preferable to one of the councils doing it. Gives that little bit of external oversight and expertise. It's not particularly onerous, but gives us that platform. It's useful at times for federal support, federal funding. And the funding allocation is broken up in the traditional model that's been applied to SDCA, where it's based on the scale of council. We have money for this in the budget, which is under our Greater Hobart Committee and Southern Regions item, where we have $35,000 allocated.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 17 is councillors' question time. Item 17.1 is questions on notice. There are no questions on notice for the July meeting. Item 17.2 is questions without notice. Are there any questions without notice?
I'd like to take that opportunity, Mayor, if I may. And basically, it's around the limitations and the safety of some of our streets. Generally, I specifically referred to these four. Do we look at these from a safety angle from time to time? And if we don't, I'd like four council officers to have a look at Thieves Court. It's not a straight, it's a misnomer for a start. Usually court means short, dead-end street. Well, it is sort of dead-end, but it's very long. But there is a bend in that street between Madalena and Turinga Waters that is a concern. As far as sight distances and people parking on that bend, and it makes it quite dangerous. There's a little bit of chat at the moment about that, and I said I'd raise it, and I would hope, or could I ask the officers to have a look at that. And at the same time, possibly, have we ever looked at 22 Riviera? That's on the brow of a hill. We've changed direction on the sight lines. Speeding up there, not only speeding is one issue, but the fact that nobody can see who's coming in what direction, and I think it probably needs just looking at. So could somebody please look at that too?
Yeah, I'm happy to respond through you, Mayor. Sure. So thanks for the question, Councillor Owen. These developments are typically looked at through the development process, as you'd be aware, through the traffic management. But we do rely upon, if there's a traffic issue that's raised through an area being built up, through those being raised by either residents or councillors. We do look at streets and vehicle behaviour throughout the year and try to focus on traffic management where issues arise, but more than happy to